Legal Experts, a podcast series from Radio Verulam in association with Stowe Family Law. In episode 26, Phil Richards talks to Claire McParland about being denied access to the marital home, the advantages of prenuptial agreements, is unhappiness a reason for divorce, accessing details of a spouse's assets, and length of separation for a divorce.
So, as promised, we're joined by Claire McParland, Stowe Family Law's Claire McParland, talking about family law issues. Welcome to the programme. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
Slightly late in the month.
I know. I was saying to one of our other guests, that must be the last time I wish somebody Happy New Year.
Absolutely, but yeah. I think that's it now.
you've gone further. There you are. My husband wants a divorce. That's the first starting question. And has locked me out of the house. What are my rights and what should I do, Claire?
So, if you and your husband own the property jointly, then he has no right to exclude you from the property and you could return at any time. I would suggest contacting the police in these circumstances. It is different if your husband's name is the only name on the deeds for the house, in which case he can exclude you, but there are lots of different legal steps that you can take to get back into the property. So I would suggest in those circumstances contacting a solicitor to talk those options through to see whether we can get you back into the property.
Right, makes lots of sense that. Okay, I have been living with my boyfriend for 16 years. He's proposed to me, but wants me to sign a prenuptial agreement. Is this advantageous?
So prenuptial agreements are designed to protect assets acquired prior to the marriage. So this will likely be beneficial if there are assets to protect. What we would normally ask for is details of both parties' assets and incomes so that we can properly advise on a prenuptial agreement. So I would suggest gathering all of this information and then taking that all into a solicitor to discuss before signing any agreement. And it should be done well in advance of the wedding, so not just sort of leaving it a few weeks beforehand. I'd do it at least sort of six months before.
Yeah, and I think we've spoken about these before, and they're not necessarily enforceable, are they? Is that right?
They're not actually enforceable. They're not binding, I suppose, is the right word.
Yeah.
But the court attaches a lot of weight to them nowadays. There's been some recent case law about them. So they can be enforceable, but they're not necessarily completely binding. There's lots of requirements that are required for the court to make them enforceable. They are really quite complicated to advise on, so you have to look at the particular individual circumstances. So it's really, really important to get advice on your specific circumstances.
Right. Now, we've been asked a question which is probably quite a simple question, but maybe not such a simple answer. Is it true I can divorce my husband because I don't like him anymore and he makes me unhappy?
So there's only one ground for divorce, and that is that the marriage has broken down irretrievably. And there's five ways to prove that. So one of them is if somebody has committed adultery. The next one is if there is unreasonable behaviour. And then there's three other factors that involve a period of separation of at least 2 years. So none of those would be relevant, but I think here you could rely on unreasonable behaviour to petition. So the short answer is yes.
Okay.
It just needs to be worded correctly.
So
you'll just need help with how to word it.
Right, that's fantastic, thank you. And just to say that we're with Claire McParland from Stowe Family Law. The number is 839926 for ringing in to Radio Verulam and adding to the questions for another time. Do that, get in touch with us, 839926. Next question then, Claire. My wife has transferred her assets prior to our divorce and hidden them. I've heard about being able to dig up assets where I have a stud. Made me think of digging them up out of the ground there. is this possible? Can we get hold of those assets?
So, yes, you can. I mean, all assets as part of divorce proceedings must be disclosed. When you're going through that process, the court would require you to go through a process of financial disclosure, and they would start by looking at all assets over the last 12 months. But they can go back further if there's a compelling reason to do so. So in these circumstances where we think assets might have been hidden, if it goes back pre the 12 months, then we would hopefully be able to persuade the court of that. And, you know, we would need to show that, you know, assets have been withdrawn or transferred. But that should be relatively easy to do with the help of perhaps a forensic accountant to look through bank statements and things to prove that. And the court won't look very kindly on the wife in those circumstances if it's been done deliberately. What I would suggest is that some urgent advice is taken in these circumstances, because there might be assets that haven't yet been transferred or disposed of, and we might be able to do something to stop that from happening.
All right. And finally, we're back to grounds for divorce. My husband left the house over 6 months ago and now says he's not coming back. Is this grounds for divorce? Almost the same sort of thing as before,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, similar to the other question. The five factors that I was talking about, so there's three that are based on periods of separation of 2 years or more. And one of those is desertion, but it does have to be more than 2 years. So I think, again, I would use the unreasonable behaviour factor here as a reason to divorce, because leaving for that period of time could be constituted unreasonable behaviour.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us once again on the programme, Claire.
Thank you very much.